Good morning. You might get a little pep in your step today when I wish you a happy first day of spring, which also means time to start that spring cleaning.
This tile cleaner is incredible. Where did you get it?
I make it myself.
And you may have just pulled the covers back over your head.
The debate tag shouldn't be at the top left corner. It should be at the bottom right corner.
But don't worry. It's time for Lou. He can always make it fun.
All right, you see these little flower blossoms? They should be facing up, not down, because, well, the head of the bed is where the sun would be.
We've got a great show lined up for you this morning, all about spring cleaning, how-tos, what-to-dos, and what-not-to-dos.
Well, then come on! I want to show you how to fold the toilet paper into a point.
Here's your host for the next 4 hours, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
For those Geeky Friends fans out there, then you know exactly what that was.
Oh, everyone knows, oh, Lou.
She's the one that put it together. Good morning, House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. 877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4568. Whose bracket is busted? Raise your hands.
Not mine.
Joe, Don, Oral Roberts?
Certainly busted.
I mean, there's no way I had either of the two upsets.
I mean, come on.
Why do they even bother ranking these teams?
Right.
I know they need to for scheduling purposes, but they should make them letters instead
of
numbers.
So I'm on a walk with my wife yesterday, and we're talking, and she's like, "Oh, we got to get back for basketball. We got to watch basketball, right?" She's like all into it, right? She loves March Madness, and I go, "Oh, we did a House Smarts. Joe, the commissioner, put together a little House Smarts, group brackets. Where he put it all." Out there, and we all did it. Lindsay, myself, and Don, and Bob, and Joe, and without missing a beat, she goes, "Oh, I'm with the cool people with my brackets."
We're not cool, Meredith.
Wow.
What?
She's Zing. With the cool people with her brackets.
Well,
and her cool people, their brackets are all busted too.
Yeah, exactly.
I gotta say, the big man in the middle is not cool. Ohio State in the Final Four.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, burn.
Ooh.
Never forget.
Well, I need to, Joe, I'll need to, I'm not quite sure how I access my bracket because I did it from the link you sent me, so I'm not quite sure who I have. I know for sure I didn't have Oral Roberts, and I'm sure, though I'm not a Ohio State fan, I had them winning for sure. But
well, I screwed up a little bit. I've got us basically in two groups. Lindsay and I are in one, and then you, me, and Don are in one. So I'm just going to have to combine them all. But again, the leader is the big man in the middle. But again, whoever the big man in the middle is, I don't know, it's either you or Don.
That would be me.
Okay, you had Ohio State
big man
in the
middle.
Four. You had Ohio State in the Final Four. Sorry, I just told everybody that you had Ohio State in the Final Four. Oh,
but I'm in the lead right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
By 10 points. Lindsay's in second.
I'll take it. I'll take it whenever
it's
I can
something,
get it.
Yeah.
877-213-4-LOU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's get to your phone calls right away this morning. This is Dave, who's calling in from Naples, Florida. Dave, good morning.
Hello, Lou. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's going on?
Well, I had a heating, air conditioning contractor stopped by and checked my heating and air conditioning system, and everything was generally fine, but he suggested a ultraviolet light be installed in the air handling equipment, and I just wondered what your opinion of that was. He showed me the coils and said that they were showing some mold and mildew. And so it needed the ultraviolet light to keep it from having the same trouble all the time.
Well, this is a big trend. It has been for a number of years as far as HVAC systems now are becoming more more about not just delivering comfortable air, but actually cleaning the air as well. Now, the ultraviolet lights, just so you know, those do help. They do kill bacteria as it goes across the coil and will also kill bacteria on the coil as well. But they also need to be replaced probably every couple of years. They're not inexpensive, so it's a proposition of the investment that you put in there, but it will make a difference. I've had ultraviolet lights on our furnaces for a number of years and have been really happy with the performance. Now, A lot of HVAC contractors will tell you that it's not just about the lights, but maybe you want an air purifier. It depends on how much you want to invest in all of this, but if you're concerned about the air quality in your home, if there is some concern about mildew and mold and maybe bacteria, it's definitely a good place to start. And I do think that you will see a difference if you invested in this in your system, especially, you know, in Florida where you get a lot of humidity, where it's, you know, I'm assuming that your system, you know, for the most part, is running all the time. It's really going to help you during those hot, humid days when that AC is running, you know, that you could slice meat on the meter outside because it's spinning so fast.
Yeah. He showed me those coils, as I mentioned. And, well, I wouldn't know mold or mildew on those coils. Normally, they're just, what's
The
kind of metal it's made out of.
It's typically like a steel, or I mean, it's copper. Not aluminum. Yeah, it could be copper. It could be steel. You know, but the mold or the mildew can take different colors. You know, a lot of times people want it always to be black, you know, black mold. But, I mean, it can be white. And it's if you trust this HVAC contractor that they're giving you good advice, then, you know, and you've had them in the past come do that, I have no problem. You know, if your budget allows you to install it, that putting this on there makes a lot of sense. 877-2134-LOU, 877-213-4568. You know, today we're going to talk a lot about spring cleaning. Certainly your furnace and air conditioner is one of them. Today's spring cleaning show is going to be sponsored by our friends at Cobblestone Remodeling. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com. And by Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, book now at WGNClean.com. 877-213-4LOU. Let's go to New Jersey and talk to Sarah, who's on the line. Hi, Sarah. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Yes, good morning. Years ago, they had a product called Glass Wax, and it was a wonderful thing. It washed window. You put it on, it dried, and it was pink, so you could see where you left off and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. I remember Glass Wax.
That was wonderful. I don't know why they don't have that anymore. Is there something I can... What do you wash windows with, ammonia or vinegar?
Are we talking about the outside windows?
The outside, yeah, the regular windows,
okay.
Right.
This is my formula. I should really kind of I can't make this up because it's all products that you buy, but this time of year is when everybody looks at their windows going, oh man, I got to do these windows. I take a bucket.
Right. I want to see the spring.
I take a bucket and I fill it with hot water, not warm water, hot water. And
hot water.
Then I take literally a cap full of Pine Sol. That's it.
I put
that after the water is filled, because if you put it in first, even a cap fill, it'll suds up like crazy. We have a lot of our cleaning rags at our house are my old t-shirts, my old cotton t-shirts.
Right.
So I've got those torn up, and I've got maybe half a dozen of those that I keep with me. And then I take a microfiber towel that I put in the hot water. I rinse it off. I wash the window on the outside with the water and the little bit of Pine Sol really well to get all the dirt and debris. And then I use that same microfiber towel to do the frame around it. For me, talking about spring cleaning, this is the most cathartic process for me. I could just sit there. I don't turn the radio on. I don't listen to music. I just sit there and I watch it. Lindsay's rolling her eyes. And then after I wash the windows, I take the cotton rag and I polish the glass with the cotton rag.
Yes.
And you're from New Jersey. It shines like the top of the...
I'm sorry.
Come on. It shines like the windows shine like the top of the... What's the line from Annie? No?
Chrysler Building.
Chrysler Building. It shines like the top of the Chrysler Building. It really does work.
Okay.
It's a little bit... It is a little bit more work, but it really, really works. And you can go... The thing what I'll tell you is, depending on how many windows you have, the reason why you have a stack of rags, once those polishing rags get kind of wet, you need to just grab another one.
I see. Is it all right to put a little food color in it? So would food color do anything so I could see where I where I, that's the main thing that I need.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I worry that it would then stain the frame or something.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
what
it,
I was
if you were going to do a food color, you'd have to do a lighter food coloring. And
no,
I think
no, I don't want to stain anything.
No,
it's
no, no.
Enough to do this.
Just to, if you do the nice thing about the with the pine salt is you do see a little of the suds kind of go on there, but then when you when you polish it away, you can see it shine for you.
I see. Well, I thank you. Thank you. You've helped me before, and I really appreciate it.
It's very kind.
My husband appreciates it.
Well, perfect. Get him to work. I appreciate you calling this morning. 877-2134-LOU, 877-213-4568. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We're going to take a quick break and be back right after this.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
I'm not building a house right now, but you need lumber and copper to make houses. I was going to make Daisy, our Dizzy Dapple Dachshund, a little place, but I priced out the materials and it came to $84,000.
Whether it's for your house or your dog's house,
whether it's the house you live in or the house you're building.
$84,000.
There was Noelle had central air counter, the granite countertops.
Granite.
Yeah, she wanted granite. Actually, she wanted quartz, and I said no.
Before you make any rash decisions, now's the time to call Lou.
Way to put your foot down, John.
She wanted a finished basement.
Lou Manfredini's taking your calls live.
Playing out loud.
On House Smarts Radio.
Give the dog what they want. 877-2134-LOU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. My mood is so much better when the phones work. This is Rita in Westchester. Hi, Rita.
Hello. Good morning. How are you? Thank you for taking the call.
Of course. What's going on?
Well, I have a terrace, and it has leaked with rain, into the living room, which is underneath there. The ceiling in the living room has been repaired 14,000 times because I can't seem to get the cause of the leak. We have there's a double door leading out to the terrace. We have had the whole door pulled out and worked out underneath. We've had the surface of the terrace redone maybe two or three times. There is nothing that I know of that can stop this, and I don't know what to do about it.
Now, the terrace that you speak of, so there's doors that lead out to it, and then this is a flat roof, or is it a...
That's correct.
Okay.
No, it's flat. The terrace is flat, and it's over the living room. And the terrace itself is about 8 by 10.
And is it the finished part of that, like some type of deck that you walk on?
No, it's like, the stuff that you put on a roof.
Oh, it is the roofing material. If you open up these doors and you walk out there, and there's some type of railing that's around this? I'm just trying to picture all
this.
Yes,
it's a wall.
It's a wall. It's a depressed, or it's a raised wall. So when you're standing on there, you're standing on the roof.
Right.
And for the most part, for the 18 million times this thing is leaked, it comes directly from where, or you think, where the door is above this.
That's correct. It's about, I've measured it with a ruler, about where it comes off. It's where the wall meets the house itself, where it meets the surface, like where the wall, where the window, the doors are.
Right.
But it's not directly there. It's in, maybe about 6 feet in from the wall.
Okay.
Where the leak happened.
And the part of the home that has the door, you know, that leads, you know, to this terrace.
Yeah, yeah.
What is that? What is the exterior of the home?
It's a bedroom. The surface of the home is stone.
Oh, it's stone.
Not brick, but stone.
Right.
You know. How to explain.
No, understood. And
okay.
The leak, does it only occur when there's a driving rain? Does it only occur, or does it happen whenever it rains?
Yes, no, not whenever it rains. You just hit it. When the rain comes from a certain direction,
right?
Which is, I don't even know, I'm going to say south, but I'm not 100% sure because it sounds strange to me. But anyway, when it's a driving rain and it comes from that one direction, that's when it happens.
Right.
And we could have very heavy rain.
And have nothing. Right.
And it
won't.
Means nothing.
So
right.
When in the millions of times that you've had this fixed, has anybody addressed the tuck pointing on the stone and or...
No, it's not by the stone. There's no...
No. I understand that. But see, I mean, I'm trying to investigate a little bit because, as you mentioned, you've taken the door out. They've reflashed the door. They've done all of those other things. And so then when you tell me that it only happens when there's a driving rain, my next, you know, investigation of saying what could be the issue here is it could be the tuck pointing of the stone. And in that drop...
Tuck pointing is where the stones come together?
Correct. Actually, the tuck pointing, you know, the tuck pointing keeps the stones apart. That's sort of a little, building humor. But the whole idea is that if there are gaps in that tuck pointing and we have a driving rain that's coming through there, Rita, it gets behind the stone. It gets behind the flashing. It gets behind all the work that you did. And then once it hits that wall behind there, it can travel any way you want. And so based on what how you've described all these other things that you have done, the next logical thing to do would be to look up a tuck pointer, and you could go to the NARI website, which is NARI.org, NARI.org. You type in your zip code, and then you look for a tuck pointer that's part of the that's part of that, you know, organization, the NARI organization. It's a really good organization. And then have them come out and assess if, in fact, that wall needs to be tuck pointed. And I bet you're going to solve that problem by doing that tuck pointing. I really, really do. So check that out. See if that makes a difference for you. And I think that, you know, you should have some pretty good luck with that. Thanks so much for the phone call. All right, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little spring cleaning. Don't go away. More House Smarts Radio is coming up.
Spring's a great time to add a splash of color to your home. Whether it's a fresh neutral or maybe you want to go bold, J.C. Licht can paint you, point you in the right direction. See what I did there? Lou's talking to their vice president right here, right now on House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini here with you. All right, I mean, springtime is just a great time for a bunch of different things, and certainly we're talking about spring cleaning, but how about some spring painting? That can really make a huge difference in your life. Joining me on the phone line are two people from a company called J.C. Licht. J.C. Licht is one of Chicagoland's largest Benjamin Moore dealers. As a matter of fact, they're the largest Benjamin Moore dealer in the country. I've got Don Dutine, who's the vice president of sales at J.C. Licht, and Sharon McGuckin, who is the vice president of retail. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Don, did I describe J.C. Licht correctly? Tell me a little bit about the company. I'm certainly familiar with it, but there might be people listening that don't know anything about J.C. Licht.
Yeah, J.C. Licht, I think you nailed it, quite honestly. It's been around since 1907. Elliot Greenberg is the owner of J.C. Licht. It's a family-owned small business, which is really, truly what we pride ourselves on, because many of the people that we support in the Chicagoland market are small business owners themselves. But you nailed it straight. You hit it right out of the park.
I know that you have a long-standing background, Sharon, with the trade, with the professional painters, but you have evolved much more than that, where it's a place that anybody that's considering painting is welcome.
Yeah, we really are the paint experts, as well as wallpaper and window treatments. So anyone from a homeowner to a designer to a contractor can come in and get expert advice. We have 20 designers on staff all day long. We have a color hotline where people just can call for advice if they're on a job and or in their house and they have some colors they're kind of confused on. We have in-home color consultants who will come to the house and give you color advice. We have in-home window treatment people who will come out to the house complimentary and bring the books. We are actually the largest wallpaper offerings in the Midwest. So we can get our hands on, or we have the book for pretty much every wallpaper line that's out there.
Wow.
So, it's just a great resource, and what we love is we're in everyone's neighborhood, so we're locally owned, but we're your neighborhood paint store. You've driven by us a million times. We support your baseball team, so we are really entrenched in our community, and we have the very best people We call ourselves the J.C. Licht family. We're all really close. And, it's just a great business that's been around since 1907.
The fact that you're, a large Benjamin Moore retailer, there's been a huge advancement in technology in the paint business, and Benjamin Moore certainly has led the way with all different types of paints that are now available. Don, can you talk a little bit about that? Because there really is, while Benjamin Moore is known for being this high-quality paint, and it still is, but Benjamin Moore has also engineered some affordable lines that don't really compromise on the quality.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Benjamin Moore has done a phenomenal job in developing new products that fit many needs, as you said, not only for the homeowner, but for the independent contractor, for the commercial painter, for the manufacturing business. Benjamin Moore has done just everything possible out there to listen to their customers and really try to find, holes that are, in the product offerings that they had and trying to fill those holes. And I think the biggest asset that they have is the company Benjamin Moore itself is owned by Warren Buffett. Everybody knows who Warren Buffett is, and one of the things that Warren Buffett has made very clear is he will never sacrifice the quality of the products that Benjamin Moore offers.
Right, right. No, that absolutely is true. And Sharon, something you touched on, which I think is so critical, and it sounds like it's something that J.C. Licht is very focused on, is the fact that a lot of people are still really afraid of color, right? And they, I think I read a statistic recently that it's still something like 50% of all paint sold is white. And you mentioned that not only do you have these color specialists on staff, but you touched a little bit, which I want to talk about, is the wallpaper. Wallpaper kind of fell out of favor several years ago, but it's making a huge comeback.
Well, it really is, because we all were traumatized in our youth. If you're a certain age, we remember our parents. They could not get that wallpaper off the walls. And it's such a different industry right now. I mean, there's everything from young homeowners who are just buying their first home using peel and stick to very high-end paper that's installed by a professional. But it's really like a piece of art, and there's uses for it. We're really seeing a big uptick in natural fibers, grass cloths. Everyone's moving a little bit greener, so people are loving geometrics because you never get tired of them. There's bold colors, there's neutrals, there's just something for everyone. Right. And really, they're just dining rooms are big, and we usually see wallpaper in those places that you don't spend a ton of time. So powder rooms where it's like you can create a little jewel box, right, for your guests. Mm-hmm. And so you'll never tire of them. Dining rooms, you only use those on special occasions. But we're seeing trends like wallpaper on ceilings, reflectives, metallics. It's endless. And I think what we've seen this year is, everyone's in their home and they're looking around and it's been a hard year. And people are really starting to invest in their homes. They're not only their homes, they're their offices. So we've seen people really doubling down on making their home their own and putting their own individual spin on it. But also we've been seeing like trends where people are moving to warmer colors and trying to really make their place a cozy, safe environment that they want to spend a lot of time in, because we're spending a lot of time in it.
Right, right. And I mean, what's kind of interesting, and you're right, it has been a very tough, difficult year, but ironically, or maybe not so ironically, a lot of people have been doing painting and interior work for all the reasons that you just said. And I know that you all at J.C. Licht pivoted a little bit as well, right, as many companies did, to allow a shop-at-home experience. That still continues, correct?
We do. We have options. It just depends on how comfortable you are. Originally, at the beginning of the pandemic, we did curbside and we did everything virtually, so you could have a virtual color consultation. Mm-hmm. But we really did this clever thing that we've kept as things have opened up and people have felt safer, called the color hotline. because we've it's a wonderful resource. It's 844-525-4400. And we have somebody online. She's a color expert. She's only lived in color for many years. She's a designer, a certified designer. And so you can give her a call if you're just stuck on a color for your cabinets and you have four chosen and you need someone to help you do the work. A lot of times these paint decisions are made last minute. You're painting tomorrow. The painter's showing up today. And you need a resource for somebody to say, that one is going to be a little more yellow. It, you know, there's three whites. Mm-hmm. That one's a little cooler. That's going to look like this at this time of day in Eastern light. Color is, it's not rocket science, but it is a science. And at certain times of the day, the light, whether it's a natural or artificial light, is going to do something to that color. So we just thought, what a great resource. People were stuck in their homes. Everyone was scared, but they could call about color. And then they could order online because we created an e-commerce site, and they could pick it up curbside. And we've kind of kept those because people like it. People are in a rush, you know, as we get back to work and stuff. You know, people, time is precious, and this just speeds up the process along. And you're speaking to an expert.
Right, right. I mean, I think that that's the bottom line, right, is the fact that here you are, J.C. Licht. They've become the largest locally owned Benjamin Moore retailer in the entire country with 43 Chicago locations. And so these people know their paint, they know their wallpaper, they know their window treatments, and if you go there, you're going to get amazing service. Don, why don't you give us the 411 as far as how people find you guys, website, phone number, and if they want to explore redecorating and need some help from J.C. Licht, how do they do that?
Yeah, I think the easiest thing to do is go right online, go to jclicht.com, and when you go on to jclicht.com, there will be a tab for locations, and anyone out there can go look and try to find their closest J.C. Licht store. It will have all the information. It will show you a picture of the store, what it looks like. It will show you the phone number, what the hours of which each of those stores are open. It's a very simple process to do. So definitely go visit the website. And on that website, I'm going to go a different route here. Mm-hmm. There's also another really cool offering that we've done here at J.C. Licht. We show a lot of the different products that we promote and sell in our stores. And one of the biggest hot new tools out there is a tool called Festool. And I want to share that because it is so, so just special. And all those Mr. Fix-Its or those handymans out there that have been home all day, they've heard of the name Festool. Mm-hmm. And we have 24 stores that carry that product line exclusively in Chicago. And it's something that once these guys get their hands on, you know, it's a fun tool. It's a fun place to go. It's not just for, you know, hey, we need to paint our house or some home painting. We can also, we also do a lot with our tools for those guys that want to come and check
right.
us out too.
Right. All the supplies that you need. Don Dutine is the Vice President of Sales at J.C. Licht, and Sharon McGuckin is Vice President of Retail. Thank you both this morning for joining us and giving us the information. And I wish you and your company continued success.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you very much.
Good morning. You've got your radio tuned in to Lou Manfredini. Now back to your host right here on House Smarts Radio.
Today's spring cleaning show is sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com. And by Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, book now at WGNClean.com. 877-213-4-LOU. This is George, who's calling in from Connecticut. Hey, George.
Hi, Lou.
Morning.
I've got a growy faucet, and the aerator is stuck on. And I tried putting some WD-40 on it, but that didn't seem to help.
It's stuck on, meaning that it's pouring water?
Well, it means that I've got the slip joint pliers on the aerator, and I'm turning it, and it just doesn't want to come off.
This is just so I'm clear, this is a vanity faucet, a shower faucet? What do we got?
It's a bathroom faucet, yeah, a vanity faucet.
Okay, and are we trying to ultimately get the cartridge out to replace it?
I want to unscrew it because I have a new one.
Okay, single handle, double handle?
It's a double handle.
Okay. And where the handle is on the Growy, the top portion, like you've removed the handle itself, so you're seeing the stem of the
Well, yeah, what I'm trying to get off, Lou, is the aerator that sits right at the end of the faucet.
Oh, on the okay. All right. Have you grabbed it with a pair of pliers at all?
Yeah, I got a slip joint pliers on it, and I'm putting, you know, a moderate amount of force on it, and it doesn't seem to want to come off.
Okay. Then let me ask you this. You don't own a heat gun, do you? Like for stripping paint?
I do, yeah.
Oh, all right. All right, let's fire that thing up. Be careful, because obviously you're going to plug it in, so plug it into a GFI outlet. Don't get right on the finish, because I don't want you, but let's get that thing warm, okay? And if you take that heat gun across the kind of the, I want you to, if you can angle it a little bit like up, right?
Yes.
Then let's warm it for like 5 minutes or so, and then after that, put those slip joint pliers on there, and see if you can loosen that thing up.
Oh, okay. Let me give that a try then.
All right, that should work. A little bit of heat will make a world of difference if you do that. So give that a shot. A little heat will go a long way. 877-213-4LOU. I lost that caller. It seems to have dumped off. I'm sorry about that. 877-213-4568. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. This is the last hour of this past hour of House Smarts is over, but it's going to continue. But I do have a quick farm story I can do for you that's a really good one leading up to the break. Take a listen.
The luck of the Irish extends far beyond St. Patrick's Day. The Willis family in Angara, Illinois, knows that all too well. Kieran Willis and his family own Carrick Hill Farm in Iroquois County, Illinois, where this past January, they welcomed a rare pair of twin donkeys. Now, twin donkeys are not something you see every day. In fact, there is under 2% of a chance of it happening, and if it does, there is just a 10% chance that the twins survive. Luckily, at Carrick Hill, Biden and Harris are alive and well. Oh, did I forget to mention the twins are named after our new president and VP? The donkeys were born during Inauguration Week, and the Willises just couldn't pass up the opportunity. It's not often you get a new president and a pair of twin donkeys in 1 week. Come to think of it, the Willises may be the only ones who have. Maybe the Willises' luck really did come from the Irish. Both Kieran's parents emigrated in the 80s from Ireland to New York, where they met, and soon after made the move to Illinois. In 2006, they ended up buying the 200-acre beef farm where Biden and Harris, the donkeys, were born. How the twins came to be started in 2017 with a $25 purchase of a male donkey intended to protect the Willises' cattle. Soon after, they were gifted a female donkey, who then had a baby in 2019, followed by the twins this year. What began as a small endeavor has turned into a family of five, and while this new addition to the farm might be more than they expected, it's nothing that the Willises can't handle. After all, they are Irish.
Who doesn't love a good donkey? All right, that's a good one. More House Smarts Radio's coming up.
Saturday morning,
right.
You're ready to get working.
Here we go.
That's right. You're tuned into Lou.
Yeah, I was just wondering, this Mr. I'll Come Over and Help Spray, Prime, and Paint Your Wrought Iron Railing?
And House Smarts Radio.
No, that's coming up later on.
He may not be knocking on your door anytime soon, you know, social distancing, but he sure will help you now over these radio airwaves.
What time are you going to be here?
All you have to do is call. Here's your host, Lou Manfredini, and House Smarts Radio.
Hey, get a rhythm.
Happy first day of spring.
When you get the blues.
Our spring cleaning show today is sponsored by Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. Book now at WGNClean.com. And by Cobblestone Remodeling. Visit CobblestoneRemodeling.com.
When you get the blues.
The House Smarts Radio March Madness bracket is in full swing. And Joe Brand, earlier you were saying who's leading right now?
The big man in the middle.
The big man in the middle. Who's the big man in the middle?
Soak it up.
Who's the big man in the middle, Lindsay? Can you tell the crowd who the big man in the middle is? Nope. Yep, the guy that doesn't know anything about college basketball.
I mean, do we need to tell the story of the tortoise and the hare? Because, again, you have Ohio State in your Final Four. So.
Aesop's Fables.
Ooh,
those are the best.
I don't remember.
Aesop's Fable. I went where, you know, I typically, I go where my money went, right? My money all went to Michigan. And so it also went to NYU, but they don't seem to be ever in the March Madness.
Right.
Yeah. The Violets.
And an update, Lindsay, no, you don't have Ohio State in your Final Four, but you do have Tennessee. Tennessee got eliminated yesterday.
Right. Oh, I always go with Tennessee just because I feel at home. You know, that's my hometown. And I never
because you think you're from Tennessee? You and Dolly Parton?
I was going to say, how many hometowns do you have?
Well, it's in my past life.
I'm pretty sure I have in my final, if I remember right, I've got Gonzaga.
And then you had three Big Ten teams. With
I had three Big Ten teams.
Illinois, Michigan, and Ohio State, and then Gonzaga,
I can't remember what my last
Right, that's
teams
the
are.
Problem. I'm looking for my, I've got the Sister Jean scarf that I bought, you know, the last time Loyola was in it, you know, John Williams calls it his Harry Potter scarf because you look like you're in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Illinois is just going to crush them.
I think it'll be a good game.
Speaking of the big man in the middle, don't they have some guy on Illinois who's like the size of a Sasquatch? He's so big.
Are you saying Illinois or Loyola?
Illinois. Well, Loyola has a big guy, too.
Yeah, Cameron Crutwig, who is a real cool old-school guy. He, because they actually played UIC earlier this year, and obviously everyone knows Crutwig from being in Illinois and what they did a couple of years ago. But he's, you know, because Loyola kind of adapts the old school type play of going inside with him a lot. But he's also a guy that just loves 70s rock and roll, and he's very old school.
Already.
He's very easy to coach. And
I like that.
Yeah, it's kind of just a cool feel with him. I'm just bummed out that this is the way that the selection committee made it so that both Illinois teams have to play each other in the second round. I was hoping to root for both teams for quite some time.
Yeah, that is a bummer because there's a lot of people that, I mean, I you know, you want them both to do well. I mean, Illinois certainly has had a great run, but Loyola Chicago just has such a great story.
Yeah.
I mean, if Loyola could have just gotten the number 7 seed, which was very possible, and if they even stayed in the same bracket region as Illinois, they could have matched up in the Elite Eight. Now, how cool would that have been?
Yeah.
So it is kind of a bummer, especially because it's so little that the state of Illinois, let alone Chicago, gets one team in the NCAA tournament. And, I mean, to have multiple is just so cool. So, unfortunately, it's the first game tomorrow, too. So
I guess it's a cool way
to kick off the second round, but then it's over.
Thanks a lot, Cedars.
Okay, before I take my first call this hour, just a reminder, the House Smarts Radio Bracket Challenge, who's leading right now?
Big man in the middle. And of course we do this after one day.
Wait till next Saturday. I'll be like whimpering.
Right. That's how it goes every time.
877-2134-LOU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. This is Pam, who is in Wilmette. Hi, Pam.
Well, Lou, I cannot believe I'm actually talking to you after 25 years of listening to you.
Get right in that phone for me, Pam, because we're going to send you out a House Smarts Radio hat sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicagoland's premier design build company for kitchens, baths, additions, siding, and windows. Maybe you're working remotely, don't have enough room? Let Cobblestone Remodeling create the ideal workspace in your home. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or call 773-661-0606. Thank you for listening for so many years. How may I help you this morning?
Oh, my goodness. What a question I have for you. All right. I am a retired interior designer, and I am remotely trying to help my daughter, Colleen, and her husband do a complete bathroom teardown in their 1937 bungalow home in San Diego.
Okay.
I know.
Lindsay and I are available for house calls to San Diego. I don't know if you knew that, but We can take that. We can take the House Smarts van. We have like the old mystery tour van, like Scooby Doo, and we could get inside that and drive out there. And it's got shag carpeting. I don't know if that's the look you're going for.
Well, I'm right there with you. I told them I am available as well. So far, they've not taken me up. we're doing everything by text and photos and, you know.
That's so cool.
Everything. Yes. And it's really fun. This bathroom is small, approximately 7 by 10. With a 24-inch wide door, yikes, which, of course, will be replaced along with everything else. And currently, there is a tub, the original tub, right adjacent to a completely walled-in shower with no door, but an opening with just a shower curtain. Their dream is to put in a small soaking tub adjacent to a walk-in shower. So the entire floor would be ceramic or porcelain tile. And so my question, my major question is, what is your experience and opinion dealing with such a
small space,
a small space, and just concerned about the stability of the floor underneath. They're on a slab. It's just a small, you know, home, but they've been there for 10 years and they've never had any sort of, you know, damage or anything. I mean, the tile is in relatively good shape.
Well, I think based on what you're telling me, I mean, the structure part of it, if it's on a slab, doesn't really concern me a little bit. What concerns me more is if it's a 5 by 10 bathroom or 7 by 10 bathroom.
Well, 7 by 10, yeah.
I'm sorry?
7 by 10, yeah.
So 7 by 10, there's not going to be a whole heck of a lot of space to do a soaking tub with an adjacent shower. But by the time you line those things up, you're going to take up a lot of space. You're going to end up with a very small vanity and not a lot of room for just, you know, standing at the sink or mirror to get ready.
Exactly.
So that, I mean, I think that...
It's a tight fit.
Right.
It's a tight fit, but it's doable according to my, you know, everything that I've done, my calculations and all. I mean, it's doable.
Well, I mean, if they're willing to make it tight, then, you know, perhaps, I know you're a designer, and I know that, like, the rolling farm doors seem to be out of favor, but... Maybe you figure out a way for the door not to go into the space and have it be like a sliding door on the outside to at least buy you some space there. But,
yes,
you know, that may be one option. Yes. But from a structural standpoint of your concern, I mean, that is something, obviously, if you're going to gut all this and figure out what's going on, you need to determine to make sure that that concrete is in good shape. And then proceed from there. The fact that you're on a slab, that they're on a slab, wouldn't concern me at all as long as everything there is structurally sound. You may need to move some of the plumbing, obviously, and open up that concrete to drive the drains and everything going to where they need to be, and then the plumbing pipes as well. So there's a little bit involved, but the nice thing is that they have a relative doing all the design work, which I think saves them a lot of money on that as well. Why is that not working? Come on. Come on. Come on. Thank you.
Now back to your favorite fixer-upper guy, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio. People are searching
for the kind of love that we possess. Big man in the middle. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568. This is Pat in Chicago. Hi, Pat.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm well. What's going on?
Hey, buddy. Longtime listener. Love your show, man. First-time caller. But here's our issue. We have a 100-year-old frame house in Chicago. Our issue is with the basement. We bought the house about 2019, and the foundation wall within the basement was painted by the previous owners. Well, this paint is starting to peel away. And we have a curious one-year-old who just started walking, and he likes to walk up there and start to peel away at the paint himself.
Oh, boy.
So we're looking for a long-term solution to this problem.
Okay. So we need to... Now, that paint that's there that's peeling, like, could you get behind that and really kind of scrape it away? Like, you can see that, right?
Yes, yes, you can scrape away. We've been asked whether it's concrete or limestone. I'm not an expert, so I don't know.
Tell me, Pat, again, what's the age of this home?
It was built in the 1920s, so okay. Nearly 100 years old.
Okay,
and
so
it's in the city of Chicago.
All right, so this is my concern, obviously, is that there's a good chance that some part of that coating on that wall has lead in it.
Yeah, that's our concern as well.
So that is the biggest concern with a small child, is we don't want them ingesting any of this. And the walls are just painted. It's a semi-finished basement. Tell me.
Yeah, it's a semi-finished basement. We use it as a playroom, weight room, but our home, it's a small home, so we're trying to utilize all of the space that we have.
And tell me one other thing. The wall or walls, how many are there?
That we're concerned with. Peeling?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say it's half, pretty much half of the basement. So it's the east-facing half that has the painting. Now, we did install a new sump pump and did some drain tile work last fall because there was an issue of seepage in the basement that we inherited.
Where, Pat, what part of Chicago are you in?
It's the Albany Park area.
Okay. Here's what
That's
I would...
Actually, I apologize, Portage Park.
Okay.
We were in Albany, now it's Portage Park.
Got it. Here's what I would do, because we can certainly scrape the paint and we can repaint the paint, but there's probably lead in that paint, and all we need is for this little person to go grab as we both know, they're very quick.
Yes, they are.
How about we temporarily encapsulate the wall by doing something like, is it currently painted white? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's white.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You could buy some, you can buy a few sheets of white beadboard paneling. And you're going to cut it in half.
Okay.
You're going to cut it in half, so you're going to have 4-foot by 4-foot pieces. Or you could have it cut in half. However, I don't know how far you want to go here. But then you're going to buy a couple of, there's a bunch of ways you can do this, but you could take these 4-foot pieces and go right over the wall where this area is. So now we're 4 feet high, right? So this little guy, you got 2-3 years to teach. Is it a him or a her?
It's a he.
You got to teach him not to eat the paint. But in the meantime, we've encapsulated the paint. It'll look nice. You could even put a little piece of trim on the top, and you could mechanically fasten it to the concrete wall or stone wall with just a few fasteners, and he can bang on it. He can try scraping away, but it'll be a nice, safe finish that, if you put a little cap trim over the top of it, it would look really nice. It would kind of dress up the space. But then we know that there's no lead paint that the little guy can get at.
Perfect. Wonderful. Yeah, because all the solutions that we were looking at were painting solutions, and I had the very same concern with the lead paint since it's such an old house.
Having that concern and the fact that paint is on there, that's going to be problematic. Mm-hmm. So let's cover it with like a beadboard, and I think you'll have peace of mind. It's a little bit more of an investment, but not a big deal.
Perfect. And this is something, yeah, I'm not 100% handy, but this is something that we can take care of ourselves probably.
I think so. It's like putting up giant pieces of tile that are made out of like a paneling that you're going to just affix to the wall.
Excellent. You're the man, Lou. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Appreciate you calling this morning. When we come back, we were just talking about carpet cleaning and upholstery cleaning and how that can be a great way to spruce up your life when it comes to the spring. Don't go away. More House Smarts Radio coming up right after news.
It's been a long winter. Heck, it's been a long year. Lots of time indoors. How are your carpets, rugs, tile and grout, floors, and furniture looking? I'm going to bet they need a little TLC. If I'm right, you're going to want to stick around for this interview. Coming up right now, Lou talks to the folks at Executive Green Carpet Cleaning right here on House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini here with you. All right, now, if you're at home listening to the radio right now, take a look at your carpeting. Take a look at your couch or your sofa, depending on what you call it. They're disgusting. I promise you, they are dirty and nasty, and you need to get it cleaned. Joining me on the phone line right now is Kelly Mickley with Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, and she can help. Hi, Kelly. Welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You know, I think that many of our listeners have heard of Executive Green Carpet Cleaning so far, because you guys have been such a sort of an omnipresent name over the past, well, maybe 2-3 years. And I know that you've been very busy. You and I spoke before we started speaking. You're like, we're on schedule, and so we're keeping everybody busy.
Busy.
And I know that there's a little bit of history here, that your dad started this company 30 years ago.
That's right. Yes. So my dad started this company 30 years ago, and he just wanted to do things the right way. Quality was number one. And I know, Lou, you always say, you know, why don't you charge more? You're not charging enough. And over the years, we have not only perfected our system, but we have found a way of efficiency without sacrificing the quality. And this is why we are able to provide such an amazing value to our customers. And that's what we're looking for. Keep the value. And, you know, we want to keep the pricing at an affordable rate while still giving all of our customers that best service and quality that they could possibly have. So that's our goal.
Yeah. And the thing is that you truly are a family affair. I mean, there's a bunch of different family members that are kind of all involved in this business. And so, you know, you mentioned, to me that you're kind of all a jack of all trades. Nobody's hung up on a title. We're just trying to do whatever we can to pull the carpet cleaning machine in the right direction.
Exactly. We just want to, we want to put a smile on our customers' faces, and we don't care about the titles. You know, we just want to do the job right, and it's a big family affair, along with a great team of employees behind us as well.
Now, the name goes, you know, Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, but the services that you offer are a little bit more wide-ranging than that. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay. So, yeah, we offer definitely a lot more than just carpet cleaning. You know, we go as far as upholstery cleaning, tile and grout, hardwood floor cleaning. We do area rugs, even, you know, mattresses. You're sleeping on your bed every single night. Mm-hmm. Just there's a lot of services that we do that people don't know about, and, you know, often are surprised when we say, oh, yeah, we do this and this as well. And, you know, we specialize in each of those services as well. So, there's definitely a lot more to it than the carpet cleaning.
Let's let people in on the dirty little secret about your carpeting and your pets. There's a good chance that your pets are peeing on the rug, and you don't think they are, but they are. And you guys can show up, and unfortunately, which will gross people out, but you can show them this, and you can refresh that carpeting once again.
Yes, We definitely can. We have a special system that we can, you know, when we come in your home, we have a light. We can shine the light and show you all the places that your perfect kitty or puppy, you
not
know.
Not my dog. No, not my dog. My dog doesn't do that.
But no, you know, we see it a lot, and it's not even anything to be embarrassed about. You know, it's something that we have a service for, and we can fix it if you're in the need. So, right. Yeah, there is a system for that, and we can show you.
Now, you guys talk a lot about the fact that, you know, the system that you use typically – well, not typically, but yours is mounted on a truck, and you bring in these big hoses.
Yes.
It's super powerful. But you also, the water that you use actually is part of the secret sauce where you're able to get the carpeting.
Yes.
So clean.
Yes, the water. So we use purified deionized water, and this is a huge, you know, it's something that's huge that sets us apart from everybody else, and it's really important. So not only are we're not using your water, but we're using the purified water.
Right.
So for other cleaning companies, they have to either, you know, hook up to your faucet or outside spigot, and that's tap water, or even well water. And, you know, or they're filling up their tanks kind of throughout the day, at, you know, maybe a house before you.
Right.
And you don't know what town they were in. You don't know the water quality that they, you know, had from that place as well. And they're using that to clean your carpet. So with us, ours is always, you know, fresh water at each job. It's always purified. It's consistent at every job. And the huge tanks on our trucks allow us to carry that throughout the whole day. So it's never, never reused or recycled. Always fresh, and it's coming from our facility where we can control that, and we know what's going into your carpet.
Right.
So it's actually just under neutral on the pH scale, so it's leaving it just slightly acidic, which is the goal. And this will, you know, like you said, part of the secret sauce to our whole system here.
To get it as clean as possible, that water does make a huge
yes.
difference. We've spoken that, you know, I, back in the day, I used to work for a carpet cleaning company, and I used
yeah.
to do the work that you all are doing now. And it really is amazing. It wasn't as sophisticated, obviously, as you guys are now, but like when we would do the upholstery, I think that people mm-hmm. really don't recognize how dirty the upholstery can get. And when
yes.
when you go to clean that, the amount of debris and dirt that you pull out of there is amazing. And it will help to prolong the life of the furniture, and it just looks
exactly.
so much better.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yep. And with the upholstery, you know, it's kind of the same process with everything that we do, you know, the solutions, the water and whatnot, but we're using our truck. It's the powerful machine. You know, we agitate to help, you know, loosen the soils, and it's just the whole thing is geared towards getting a nice, clean, healthier, you know, environment.
Right. And I know that, again, you know, I'm going to put you on the spot because you guys never charge enough, but you do have some deals going now where if people want it, like when we talk about spring cleaning,
yeah.
if you've
mm-hmm.
not done that sofa or the recliner, something that you spend a lot of time on, and you really should think about getting it cleaned, you've got some specials going on right now.
Yeah, we do. Right now, for a sofa and a love seat combined, we will charge $179, sofa and love seat together.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work by hand to get all of the sides of the cushions and whatever
yeah,
it is.
A lot of detail work.
But
mm-hmm.
man, will you, I mean, the thing is, you don't see all the grime that comes out of it because it goes back in the truck. But I got news
right.
for you. It is some dirty, nasty stuff coming out of there, and that's a pretty good deal. Okay, You're awesome. All your people are awesome. I've spoken that I've used you several times, your services, both on rental properties that I own in my own home, and I've always been amazed by how quickly, how efficiently, and how great everything looks. And I can't say enough for people to try and contact you to do that spring cleaning and have you come on out. How do they get a hold of you, Kelly? And because you're on schedule, so you're the woman that we need to speak to get on
yes.
schedule. How do we do
yes.
that?
Yes, you can call us at 630 630-990-8600. And I'll say that again. It's 630-990-8600. Or if you'd like to go online, you can find us at WGNclean.com.
Kelly Mickley has no title. She is the head bottle washer and vice president of something, but she really doesn't care, over at Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, WGNclean.com, yes, too, but Executive, yes, Green Carpet, yep, Cleaning. And I so appreciate you taking the time this morning, and continued success to you and your family and your business.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini.
Get home. The last thing I want to do after I've been gone is to clean house. So I hired a housekeeper. But little did I know that getting ready for the housekeeper to come is as much work as just cleaning the house. And now I'm on her schedule. The other day, a friend of mine called and said, you want to go to lunch? I said, well, I'd love to, but I can't because I've got to get this house cleaned up for the housekeeper. Because Sheila don't play. If she shows up, my counters aren't cleared off, she'll let me go. I didn't know I could be fired by somebody I hired. I've been written up twice for leaving dishes in the sink.
Now back to Lou on House Smarts Radio.
Yep, you don't want to, you got to be ready for the housekeeper, that's for sure. Right? I'm constantly...
Hello.
Yeah, I mean, we are fortunate enough to have a lady that comes and helps out, and I'm always cleaning up. I never leave anything in the sink. But I'm a thing...
Oh, no.
That's my thing. I don't like leaving things in the sink.
Can I tell Joe and Don really quick what... So yesterday I was telling David that we had a cleaning lady coming over yesterday, and I said, hey, honey, to my husband, she'll be here around 1. And he's like, oh. And I said, well, what?
And he's working from home.
Oh, right. And he's working. I'm going to go, you have a call. Is it what? No. The tournament starts at 1. Okay.
You should know
and
this.
You should know this. You, well, Lindsay, you should know this. 1 o'clock,
oh my
the first
gosh.
Game. Can't you just have the game on without the squeaky squeak of the sneakers? Right? The thing that drives
you
crazy?
It's got to be at full blast. Oh, my gosh. Even the girls joke about that now.
The squeaky squeak.
I was going to say, yeah. How's your?
I almost made my team name Squeakers.
How's your PTSD doing after yesterday, Lindsay, from all the squeakiness? I mean, it's just from 11 to 11.
Right, doesn't stop.
I know.
Constant squeaking.
It's all weekend long. All weekend.
The
it is not going. It is on all the TVs, and it's not. I mean, it's on all the TVs in the house.
Where do you think the madness comes from? It's the squeaking.
Maybe you're right, Don.
That's it.
Yes.
877-213-4 Lou. 877-213-4568. This is Carol, who's in Lansing. Hi, Carol. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
Well, I have.
Are you on a speakerphone, Carol?
I'm sorry.
It's just easier to hear you on the regular phone.
No, I moved in with my mom when at the end of her life, and so I've assumed the ownership of her house. It's the first time I've ever owned a home. And one of the things that I'm lucky enough to have a good handyman, and the sinks, the faucets clog, and in the bathtub, I get rust stains, and he said, yeah, it's your pipes. And he's like, I'd really recommend you to get new pipes because you have rust in your pipes. And the house was built by the first owner of the house.
Right.
I don't know. He didn't do anything like first class. It was originally my mom had well water, and then she converted it to the city water, so I do have that. But I just wanted a recommendation for who do I go to? Because let me tell you, it's really hard finding people to do work.
Right. Do you know
who to trust?
Do you think that this house, like the all the piping, like the drain piping and stuff, is all galvanized? Like, is it galv?
I think that's what I've heard. Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds familiar.
And then, okay. You know, the thing is that that old galvanized piping in an old house does atrophy over time, and it can, you can certainly limp along, you know, here's another clog and we have to replace this pipe or whatever. But if your ultimate goal is to stay in the house and long term, then you may want to think about having not only the drain pipes replaced, but the water pipes replaced as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about, because I do plan to stay here.
Right. There's a company that has advertised on WGN for a number of years that this is, they're plumbers, but this is really their focus, is that the company's called Repipe Specialists, and I do believe they work down in Lansing as well. And and so I would call them and see, they typically do water pipes, but I know they do the drain pipes as well. This will not
be... Well, no, I don't need to. I don't think the drain pipes. I don't know. I guess
you think it's just the supply lines. Okay. Well, then yeah. then they're definitely the people to call. It is not an inexpensive proposition, Carol. So, you know, it's not sexy. It's not like a new countertop or a new bathroom or whatever, but it will give you such peace of mind, and you'll get so much more volume of water and water pressure. And they do offer, I believe, from time to time, to, they do all the patching as well. You still have to get it painted, but they'll come and, you know, because they literally have to cut open the walls to do this work. But
they do.
They do. So it's not a, you know, it's not a non-disruptive. It's not a non-disruptive proposition inside your home, but it typically gets done in 2 to 3 days, and you're up and running. Like, you have a bathroom to work with at the end of the day, you know, at least one. So that's helpful. And the name of the company is Repipe Specialists, and that would be the people that I would call to get an estimate. And I believe they do come down to Lansing as well. Let's see if we can get one more call in here real quick. This is Evelyn in Palatine. Hi, Evelyn. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi, Lou. I love your show. We've been listening forever.
That's awesome. How may I help you?
Okay, I got a problem. We had a leak. We were sure it was coming from our dishwasher. Unfortunately, we noticed after the wood floor in front started buckling. And we had a guy out yesterday, Thursday, I guess, and he can't find the leak. And so and the dishwasher, so we're not sure where to look and what to do next.
Is the obviously the dishwasher is adjacent to a sink area?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. You know, there could be, obviously we're going to look underneath there, make sure that the dishwasher is not leaking when it's running. Like, is it a gasket leak?
Yeah.
Right? So you're going to have to do a
bunch. We did that, yeah.
You're going to have to do a bunch of diagnostic here. You may have to take the toe kick off of the sink base to see if maybe there's a leak underneath the sink area, right? And so it's a little bit more involved. That buckling, in the meantime, I'd get a fan on that floor, leave it on there.
We did do that.
Right.
We had Techniclean came out, and they did some restoration.
Okay.
But set up a humidifier, and we did that.
Okay, but keep the fan on there to make sure that floor goes all the way down. And make sure that the dishwasher is secure. It's not moving around, because sometimes if it moves a little bit, the supply lines can, you know, crack a little leak, and then all of a sudden they don't. You know, depending on the rattling of it all. But you may want to have the toe kick taken off of the sink base to inspect underneath that cabinet, and or if there's a basement below this area. You know, we need to see if there's any access there to see if you can locate where the leak might be as well. Those would be the things that I would check for sure. Thanks so much for the phone call. Really appreciate it. Our phone number is 877-2134-LOU, 877-213-4568. Our spring cleaning show is sponsored by Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. Book now at WGNClean.com, and by Cobblestone Remodeling. Visit CobblestoneRemodeling.com. Let's go back to the phone lines here this morning. And this is Tom, who's calling in from Roselle. Hey, Tom, good morning. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Lou, how you doing?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
I've been listening to you forever, and I know we're both the same age group. We're both about 30 years old. So
right, exactly. You can call back anytime you'd like, my young friend. Cool. How can I help you?
Okay, I've got a garage, and it's got vinyl siding on it. It's like a dark red, and over the last couple of years, it's developed like a haze on it. Almost looks like a mineral deposit.
Yeah.
And I've tried all different things to clean it off, and nothing seems to help. Do you have any ideas?
I mean, it could be a little bit of some etching that's occurring on there, but I'm going to have you try something that... Is it a single-story garage?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to have you try something that is not designed for this at all, but it just might work. Okay. There's a powdered cleaner that I have recommended for cleaning calcification and etching from glass doors called Bright and Clean.
Bright and Clean?
B-R-I-T-E and Clean. And you can find it at the most hardware stores. You're going to take a bucket of warm water and a microfiber towel, and you're going to get the microfiber towel wet and then wring it out so it's still wet, and then sprinkle this powder onto the surface of the microfiber towel. And then in one area of the garage, try in a circular motion to clean this off. And you should actually feel, almost like at first it's going to feel a little gritty, but then as it starts to smooth out a little bit, then you should see that it goes away. And if it does, it's a lot of work, but this will probably solve your problem.
Oh, okay, cool.
Bright.
Then just rinse it off.
And then rinse it off with a hose or another rag or whatever it might be. Correct.
Gotcha. Okay, awesome. Sounds like fun.
All right, young fella. I appreciate you calling this morning. Hey, you know what? It's time now to hear from Lindsay about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
Thanks, Lou. Ready to shake up the look of your kitchen? Add pizzazz with Prior Creek Shaker Kitchen Cabinets at Builder's Supply Outlet in the newest trend, navy blue. An unexpected neutral, navy pairs perfectly with gold hardware or matte black. Classic navy looks great as lower anchor kitchen cabinets or an accent color on an island. Not into blue? These stunning shaker cabinets also come in white and gray. Make your kitchen pop with Prior Creek's Kinsey Collection. Stop by to meet with the designer today at Builder's Supply Outlet. Who would have thunk it? Spring? The best time to clean that dirty, smelly fireplace? I mean, I guess you've been using it all winter long, right? And burning season's over. But you don't want to wait until fall when everyone's backed up with appointments. Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling are here now to help and talk in the Lou. So let's get to it. Now back to Lou and Lindeman on House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini here with you. All right, spring is the best time to clean that dirty, smelly fireplace. The burning season's over. Now it's time to spring clean your home, right? Including the fireplace. You can enjoy a fresh, clean fireplace all spring and summer. And the person that's joining me on the phone line, I pretty much can guess is going to agree with me. Michael Bodart is the president of Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling. Michael, good morning, and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Hey, good morning, Lou. Thanks so much for having me on.
So
and,
nice.
You're right. The springtime is upon us, and it's a great time to attend to that fireplace now that the burning season is over.
All right. Before we get into all those particulars, a big shout out on the air because my wife and I just hired your folks to come out and put in a new chimney liner on our home, and Mark and his crew did an absolutely fabulous job. I mean, we have known for a while now that we needed a new liner. And, you know, like a lot of people, you kind of put that off. And, you know, I'm not going to lie to you, Michael, a chimney liner, not that sexy. But when he got it done, I got down on my shoulder and I put a flashlight up there. And I brought my wife over, could take a look at how nice this looks. And she's like, does it work? I go, oh, yeah, it works great. They did a terrific job.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for saying that. And probably better than how it looks is the fact that it's a safe system now,
right,
that'll last longer than you're in the house and for as long as anybody else is in that house after you're long and gone.
Okay, let's talk about this, because I know that you folks will talk a lot about, you know, getting the chimney cleaned, you know, prior to the burning season, and certainly that's always a good idea. But if we now in the springtime, there's probably a little bit more availability, and it's the type of thing where you're not going to be inconvenienced really at all, and then you get that all done and you're ready to go.
Yeah, it's, you know what, it's one of those things that I compare to the guy who gets done cutting his lawn in the fall for the last time, and he puts his lawnmower away in the garage, and he ignores the coupons for the guy that fixes lawnmowers and sharpens blades. And he would love to have your lawnmower in his shelf over the winter. And, you know, like me, when do I think about it? I think about it in April when the grass is growing and I need my lawnmower back right away. Right. And he says, there's 100 in front of you. And I said, oh my gosh, what do you mean?
Right.
He goes, it's going to take me a month. So for a couple of reasons, springtime is a great time to get your fireplace cleaned up. Number one, you're done burning it. It's never going to be smellier than after you've burned it all winter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to get that cleaned up. We get all the ashes out of it. We get all the creosote out of the flue. If we find anything that needs to be done, repair-wise, we have time on our side. We've got time over the summer to book it, schedule it, get it done. What happens in the fall when people wait till October, November is we're busy. We're super busy. We're like the lawnmower guy.
Mm-hmm.
So we might be a month out on initial appointments, and we might be another couple of 3 weeks on scheduling a repair. So between the time of the initial phone call and the time we actually get everything resolved could be over a month. So, you know, we discount more. We've got coupons available. I think right now we've got a WGN special for half off of the chimney cleaning and inspection. Normally it's $300. I think we're doing it for $149 if you mention WGN. And then we can get it. We can get to you right away in this time of year relative to the fall. So it's a good time of the year. We've got availability now that, you know, we're slower to respond in the fall, and we've got time to get it all done before you're thinking about needing it again.
Well, it's just such good planning from a standpoint of a homeowner, and you've got all these other things that you're going to be worried about, and how disappointed are you going to be where you're like, I got to fire this thing up, but it's, you know, it's filthy, I can't do anything, and then you got to wait even longer. I do want to talk about the technology that you use as part of this inspection, and I know that in the past you and I have spoken about this, but you guys sort of created this camera system where you can not only take photographs but even a video, and I watched when we did the when you came and did the inspection at our house recently prior to doing the work, your technician Mark, you know, was right there with me. He's here, let me show you what we're looking at. And I mean, the it is as if you're up inside the chimney looking at it inch by inch.
Yeah, so for a few years now there's been technology kind of like old closed circuit television cameras where people would put those cameras up a flue, similar to what they do when they do a like a sewer drain, right? And it was a little old tech, it was low res. They would put a little black and white camera up on a rod, and it would be attached with a cable, and you would see it on like a little closed circuit black and white TV screen, and you could see a little bit of what was happening. We thought with the advent of iPhones, and we were using iPhones just for general communications, and every iPhone has a pretty nice camera attached mm-hmm. to it. And our creative guys here said, what if we literally took an iPhone, put it on a chimney rod, and we made a holder for it and gave it a light source, and then we found out that we could Bluetooth that image that the camera was picking up on the iPhone and transmit it right wirelessly via Bluetooth to an iPad that was sitting on the technician's lap. So we thought, well, holy cow, for a fraction of the price of these closed circuit TV systems, we can take an iPhone, and basically everybody that's had an iPhone for more than a 2 or 3 year period has an extra one in their drawer because right. it's out of date and they're not using it. But guess what? The camera on it works great.
the Bluetooth transmitter works great on it. So we were just literally using our old obsolete iPhones, putting them in a case, sending them on up the chimney flue, broadcasting the high-definition, full-color images down to an iPad, snapping pictures, and then capturing that to share with the customer, putting it on estimates, studying the pictures, seeing what the damage was, and then making a good decision on what the repair might be.
Right.
So we literally started taking that digital imaging that had been around, you know, in other industries and for other uses, and just adopted it for our purposes. And we developed that product. It's really a case and a light source that fits on traditional chimney rods. And we've marketed that through our supply company, which we sell across North America as well.
Right.
So other companies and other technologies have come out since then that have similar capabilities. But for us, it was a game changer because it literally made every scan and every chimney inspection and cleaning easy, quick, and it's just done 100% of the time.
Yeah, and I mean, it helps you do a better job, and then it also helps the homeowner to really understand what's going on because, you know, certainly while, you know, Lindeman has been around a very long time, you have a stalwart reputation in the marketplace. You know, there's a lot of people that don't, and they can tell you certain things. Oh, yeah, it looks terrible or whatever, and this is, you can basically see what's going on real time. Now, something else that's kind of exciting is here you guys have been around since the 60s. Am I right about that?
Yeah, so Gary started the company in the late 60s when he was a firefighter up on the North Shore.
Right.
So he started a service company and helping out homeowners doing, you know, chimney cleaning. He cleaned gutters and, you know, he was shoveling snow off the roofs.
Right. He would have been very busy this past winter.
Yeah, he retired at the right time about 15 years ago.
Now, the reason I bring that up is last year, in the middle of a pandemic, you launched a whole new division of your company. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so last year in March, we launched the heating and cooling division. It's an area of the business that had always been closely associated with chimneys because, face it, half of the chimneys on the planet, or mostly, well, every chimney in Chicagoland has a fireplace flue and or a furnace or a hot water tank going through it. Those gas-fired appliances, whether they be a furnace or a hot water tank or a boiler, are also using chimneys, and many times the same chimneys that the fireplace upstairs is using.
Mm.
So we were always in that space. We're looking at chimneys. We're looking at venting. We're really a venting safety specialty company when you think about it.
Right.
Fireplaces is just really a solid fuel burning appliance. So the other appliances that are using chimneys are, you know, in this market, gas powered appliances that are heating either, you know, water or air. And we thought we've got all of the right customers. We have the right, you know, technology. We have the right service company. We have all of this alignment. We should do it. And we had talked about it for a couple of years, but we wanted to wait for a national crisis to happen. We decided to launch it because it was funny because we're like, you got to be kidding me.
Right.
Because literally we started launching it March 1st, and everybody knows March 1st last year was really kind of the entry of the, you know, the craziness of the pandemic hitting. But all kidding aside, last year was a good year. People stayed home.
Right.
People didn't go out and travel. So anybody in the home improvement sector, anybody that had been in the trades, knew that it was not a bad year. It was a bad year if you were in certain sectors, right? Hospitality or travel or hotels.
Sure.
But the home trades did okay. And we have an awesome customer base. It was easy for us to market to those folks. So we have hired a couple of outstanding veterans that are in the industry, top of their game. We have awesome products that we service and install. So we're signing up people left and right on annual maintenance plans and getting ready to do a ton of
spring tune-ups for air conditioning,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, be out there doing chimney inspections and also taking a look at some of the things related to their appliances, too. So there's a ton of alignment. It's off to a great start. We're looking forward to a really great year. You know, so far we've gotten, you know, hundreds of customers, a lot of them WGN customers that are part of our annual maintenance program where we go out and do a spring tune-up. When the weather warms up into the 60s, we'll be out, and then we'll gear up to do another round of maintenance for the furnaces come, you know, September and October as
right,
well.
Right.
So it's exciting. It's something we probably should have done a long time ago, but it's good to be doing it.
Well, and I mean, I've mentioned this to you before. You've got a reputation of being a group of people that does things the right way, and I know that this new venture for you is only an extension of that commitment to quality workmanship, and it's always about the people and the quality of the people doing the work that matters the most. Michael Bodart is the president of Lindemann Chimney Heating and Cooling. As he mentioned, right now is a great time to get that chimney cleaned, and they're running some specials right now. If you mention WGN, you can get it for half off, which is a pretty good deal. How do they get a hold of you folks, Michael, if they want to contact Lindemann Chimney Heating and Cooling?
So best place, you can just come to Lindemann.com. You can book an appointment online right from your phone or right from your computer on your desk. Lindemann.com, it's Lindemann, two N's, Lindemann.com. Book a chimney appointment. You can also book a AC tune-up or air conditioning check. Or you can call us at 847-918-7994.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Michael. Take care.
Thanks, Lou. Have a great day.
You got it. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini.
This is a house that Jack built, y'all.
Now back to Lou Manfredini.
Remember this house.
Taking your calls right here on House Smarts Radio.
It was the plan that it works by hand. Yeah. It was the dream of an upright man. There was a room that was filled. 877-213-4
Lou.
Our
spring cleaning show is sponsored by Lindemann Chimney Heating and Cooling at cleanfireplace.com and by J.C. Licht, the country's largest locally owned Benjamin Moore retailer. This is Rob, who's in Plainfield. Hey, Rob, good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
How may I help you, sir?
We have a 31-year-old house, and we're currently thinking of replacing siding, also windows and patio doors. Which is it best to replace first, excuse me, and what's the best type of siding to use? We currently have Anderson windows and doors. Is it best to stick with what we have? So it's really a three-part question.
Okay. So typically, if you're going to do all of that, you've got that big exterior remodeling project, they kind of all go in concert together. But the windows and the doors, all of that will go in first. And then the siding becomes like the you know, the polish on the shoes, right? I mean, that everything goes after that. If you're going to do aluminum wrapping, you're going to do new soffit and fascia. You've got a bunch of choices when it comes to this. Now, you know, full disclosure, I work with the Gilkey Window Company, and they make terrific both vinyl and fiberglass windows. I would put their I'd put their windows against anybody as far as the best out there, and they're made and installed by the Gilkey Window Company. Now, they don't do the siding part of it. If you're looking for kind of a one-stop shop for windows and siding and soffit and fascia, then the folks at Cobblestone Remodeling would be ones that could handle that kind of soup to nuts. And as far as, you know, what's the best siding, well, there's a bunch of choices there. You know, certainly the vinyl siding, Masco is a manufacturer of a bunch of different siding. It's been around for a very long time, and it's a very high-quality vinyl siding, which gives you, you know, low maintenance. And but then you may want to jump up to something like a Hardy board, which is a concrete siding that is beautiful, and it mimics the look of cedar. It's more expensive, but it's definitely a value-added proposition. The one thing that I will tell you, Rob, is that there is a shortage of building materials, and the pandemic has a lot to do with it. And so if this is a project that you're interested in doing, you got to get on it sooner than later, because the lead times are going to be a little bit longer than normal because of the hiccup in the supply chain and, quite frankly, the demand of a lot of people that want this work done.
Sounds great.
All right. So you've got a couple choices there, I think, that you can certainly consider when it comes to getting this work done. And I know that they will, you know, any one of those companies will do a great job for you. Okay. Thanks so much for the phone call. Hey, you know, today is all about spring cleaning. Here's a good idea. Call Dykstra Home Services to clean and seal your air ducts. They'll remove all of that dirt and debris out of your ductwork. Once they've cleaned it, Dykstra will then seal them using the AeroSeal process. This will improve the efficiency and overall air quality in your home. Don't delay. Call today. Schedule a free estimate, 1-800-421-3220. 1-800-421-3220. Or visit DykstraHomeServices.com. Mention WGN for additional savings.
We're Chicago's very own WGN.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move, with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Want more of Lou and the House Smarts crew? House Smarts is so much more than a weekly radio show. We're your home improvement resource for big jobs, small jobs, and everything in between. Visit HouseSmartsTV.com for more tips, trends, seasonal advice, and exciting products. You'll also find links to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook to sign up for our monthly e-newsletter. Be sure to also subscribe to House Smarts TV on YouTube for access to hundreds of DIY videos and feature segments made to help homeowners just like you. From lawn care maintenance to patching up your driveway, from sewers to shingles, our videos run the gamut. So what are you waiting for? Those squeaky floors and banging pipes aren't going to fix themselves. If you have a home project, are struggling with a quick fix, or maybe just want to touch up on your home improvement knowledge, then make HouseSmarts your one-stop shop. That's HouseSmarts TV on YouTube and HouseSmartsTV.com.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's me, Lou Manfredini, for the Gilkey Window Company. What I continue to appreciate about Gilkey year after year is that they are a family-owned manufacturer, and they sell their windows directly to homeowners. So there's no middleman markups. This allows Gilkey to build better, more energy-efficient windows and patio doors at an exceptional value. And you get to reap the savings. Right now, get $1,000 off 5 windows or more, $2,500 off 10 windows or more, $700 off patio and entry doors. You know, Gilkey also has no-money-down finance plans available. You can visit one of their spectacular showrooms in Chicago Ridge, open Monday through Saturday, or in Palatine, open 7 days a week. And for those of you that don't know, that includes Sunday.
You're listening to home expert Lou Manfredini.
Contractors operate in a world all their own. They really do. They have their own calendar. It's completely different from an ink calendar anyone else can use. Contractor tell you it's going to be done in 3 days. He's like, well, I didn't mean 3 days in a row. I just picked 3 days. I give you one in July, one in August, and then I got one in late November.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Today's spring cleaning show is sponsored by J.C. Lick, the country's largest locally owned Benjamin Moore retailer, and by Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling at cleanfireplace.com. I didn't mean 3 days in a row. I just meant 3 days. That's funny. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's get back to the phone calls here. This is Diana in Hoffman Estates. Hi, Diana.
How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
So I'm calling you for your expert advice. We have a townhouse here. It's 17 years old. And in the back of our townhouse is a direct southern exposure. And there's one very high window. It's split into two double 8-foot windows. And then we have a sliding door with a transom above. These windows, we were told, are gas-injected double-pane windows, whatever that is.
Okay.
And we have noticed that there are these, like, drip stains, almost some are rust-colored looking, coming from the very top of both the transom and the top, the highest window, which is really about 18 feet up. So we're wondering, do we need to have the glass replaced? Can you recommend someone? Just as a side note, last summer, the roofs and gutters were all replaced on this section. And then towards the end of summer, I watched all our neighbors getting windows replaced or window panes replaced. They did both.
So the vintage of the windows and the siding and everything are with the house and kind of with that whole neighborhood.
Correct. Uh-huh.
Now, the dripping that you're seeing, because it's so high, I don't know that you know this, but is it on the inside of the glass, like you can feel it with your nail?
It's on the inside of the glass.
Meaning that the dripping is, you can't wipe it off.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
My guess is, because you mentioned the fact that it's a southern exposure, when they actually build a thermal pane window like you have there, they use this very sticky kind of black glue that is what bonds the two pieces of glass to the aluminum actual spacer between the two pieces of glass. And the fact that window is way up high at the peak of the room, and you get all the southern sun, it's that glue melting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's melting on the inside of that glass.
That sounds right.
Now, the thing is that it's not melting so poorly. I'm assuming you're not getting any fogging in the glass. Like, it doesn't fog up or anything like that.
Right. So we're not. I did notice a spot on a lower window here, which could be unrelated, and I can't even quite describe it. It looks like it's a wrinkle, like a moisture wrinkle almost, mm-hmm. in one glass pane.
Right.
But other than that, no fogging.
Right. And just say one more time, these windows are how old?
This was built in 2004, so if my math is right, this 17 years,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, 20 years out of a set of windows is, mm-hmm. you know, that's kind of, it's not that they can't last longer than that and not have a problem, but it certainly isn't out of the realm where you would start to have issues with certain elevations of the glass and the windows, as you're seeing in this area where you get a lot of heat gain.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know that that there's any replacing the glass itself. By the time you go through the expense of having someone come and pull the glass out and reframe it and build new frames, it's probably going to be less expensive and a better proposition for you to replace the entire window, frame and all.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, I just think from a cost perspective, you'll spend just as much doing the glass and then repainting everything. And by the time you're just trading dollars for the sake of, well, I just want to keep the same frame. So
gotcha.
I certainly work, as I mentioned earlier today, I work with the Gilkey Window Company. They can make probably fiberglass windows to match what you have. I'm a big fan of the fiberglass as a substrate when it comes to windows, just because it's so strong and really quite longer lasting. I mean, you know, my opinion has evolved over the years. I was always a wood window with an aluminum cladding person because I thought that the wood offered the best rigidity when it came to long term, and it still does. But you can still get damage on the inside of a wood window when you open it, if it's a casement or whatever it might be. With the fiberglass, You know, you I'm a boat owner, and I've had a boat for 16 years that's made out of fiberglass, and it still floats.
Yep.
So, you know what I mean? So, okay. I mean, there's something to be said about, right? It's something to be said. It's not, I'm not out there bailing it out, and it still holds up, and, you know. So, I would highly recommend that you talk to them about that and then try and get some estimates to see what that would cost you. It isn't that you have to do all of the windows. Just take care of the problematic ones if your budget, you know, allows you only to do that.
Right. Yeah, and I kind of wondered, because one of the neighbors said he replaced every window in his place, and I'm like, wow, because it's only these southern exposure windows at the top that have the problem.
Right.
So.
Right, and I think that that glue that you're seeing is the heat gain, and it's dripping on the inside. You're fortunate that it hasn't broken a seal yet, but it is a telltale sign, I think, for you, Diana, to say, maybe we should get these replaced and, you know, budget for these and just do these windows first and see, you know, after that, you may fall in love with them and say, oh, let's do the rest of the windows, too. That sounds like a great idea. Appreciate the phone call. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Last hour, we talked to Michael Bodart, president of Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling, about spring cleaning your fireplace and chimney. The podcast of that conversation will be posted at WGNradio.com soon. After a long winter, and now that the burning season has come to an end, spring is the best time to clean that dirty, smelly fireplace. Enjoy a fresh, clean fireplace all spring and summer. Plus, by the fall, Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling schedule will be jammed with appointments. Get ready for the Lupon. Book your chimney cleaning and inspection from now until the end of April, and you'll get your cleaning and inspection at half off. Only $149 for a complete cleaning and inspection from the best trained and most knowledgeable sweeps in the industry. Just mention WGN. Go to cleanfireplace.com to book your appointment online or call 847-739-4199. That's 847-739-4199. Or go to cleanfireplace.com for Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
WGN.
Hi, it's Lindsay of House Smarts Radio. You've heard me talk about Builder's Supply Outlet for years, but now hear from their customer, Kathy, from Bolingbrook.
So we were looking to replace the entire kitchen, redesign all the cabinets, all new everything. We gutted it down to the studs. So I learned about you guys from one of my contractors that was working on the siding of my house, and he suggested I go see Lane at the Edge. It was so nice to be able to sit down and just have somebody understand where you're at. I mean, I always got an answer right away if I emailed Lane. She was always right there answering questions. So it was well worth the trip. We're very pleased. You know, I've already recommended you to so many people.
Another satisfied customer. But remember, we're so much more than kitchen cabinets. Builder's Supply Outlet is located just 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Mall on Cermak Road in Broadview, or online at buildersupplyoutlet.com.
Quality and savings are what you get at Builder Supply Outlet.
Tonight, the man who took on the automotive industry's big three and the lasting innovations he left behind. An all-new backstory tonight at 10:30 on WGN-TV.
Mm-hmm. Driving rules in Chicago? Well, I don't really think there are any driving rules, right? Snow, ice, rain, potholes, mud, you name it, and we run over it. My Chevy does it all, right? It's loaded with the next generation driving technology, ready for whatever the roads throw at you. It's amazing. It's got this drive mode selector, offers advanced twin clutch all-wheel drive that sticks to the road in all conditions, pulling a trailer or a camper. Activate the tow and haul mode for real power play, or shift to off-road. I call it beast mode. Blazer is like a Swiss Army knife on four wheels. Right now, get over $3,200 cash allowance on most 2021 Chevy Blazers. Plus, current Chevy owners get an additional $1,000 cash, all adding up to big money. Oh, by the way, it's a good-looking car, too. Blackhawks fans, how do you like to score an autographed Patrick Kane Chicago Blackhawks jersey? Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and register to win. Must be 18 years or older to enter. Are you in it to win it? Then see your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy Blazer, it's all about drive.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini. Here he is now on House Smarts Radio. Like a fool,
I went and stayed too long. Our show featuring spring cleaning is sponsored by Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling at cleanfireplace.com. And by J.C. Lick, the country's largest locally owned Benjamin Moore retailer. 877-213-4-LOU is our phone number. 877-213-4568. Go back to the phone lines. This is Joan in Orland Park. Hi, Joan.
Hey there. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
Well, I have a toilet in the master, and when it flushes, you can hear it in the shower next to it. So not like there's no water, but you can. It sounds like a huge vortex.
Wait. So when you flush it, it actually moves the water in the toilet, or it just...
No, it flushes normal and moves everything like it should, but then the shower stall next to it, it's like a whoosh. And it happens with every bathroom, though. The one in the basement and the other one upstairs. You can hear it all in this shower.
And it's not a... Oh, in this shower itself only, it's like your connection to... Have you ever been to the U.S. Capitol? Did you ever go on a...
I've never been there.
So, you know, evidently when you go to the Capitol, there's a spot where if you stand in the rotunda of the Capitol, somebody can stand at the other end of it in a certain spot. And if they have a conversation, there's something about the acoustics, you can hear them in that spot crystal clear.
That's
your shower.
Great. Maybe I could sell tickets.
Right, exactly. Come on up to my shower. Okay, all I can think of is that main stack that is leading down to that, the toilets probably share a stack, that you need that rotted and cleaned, that you're getting some, that when you flush the toilet, you know, how old is your home, Joan?
20 years old.
Okay, so there's probably enough space in the main stack to collect the, you know, gallon and a half of water and whatever else is coming down there, and then but it's getting that back up, so you're hearing that sound through the shower. I would get a plumber to come and run a rod from the highest bathroom, and it may facilitate that you have to pull a toilet, but then they can clear that out. And my guess is there's some clog midway from the second floor down to the first floor somewhere. You don't hear it is there a powder room on the first floor?
Yeah, I hear it from all of them.
Really? Yeah, you got a clog vent or something there, and we may need a plumber to come and put a camera.
I hate plumbers.
What do you hate? Wait, what's the hate with the plumber? They're protecting the safety and the well-being of the nation.
It's $1,000 the minute they ring your doorbell.
What, a guy can't make a living? What? Come on. Listen.
So you
got a couple of choices. PermaSeal offers plumbing services. You can call them. Plumbers911.com. You can call them. Tell them what's going on. I got this noise in my shower. I talked to this friend of mine because we're friends. And and he thinks it's a clogged vent or a main stack that I need rotted out.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right. Appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4-LOU. 877-213-4568. Let's talk to Nick, who is in Naperville. Hey, Nick. Good morning.
Oh,
there you go. So I get to listen to the show now, too. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Hello.
Hi, Nick.
Hi. Boy, I just finished trying to touch up my ceiling from the leak from the ice damming, but I want to ask you about my son's problem. He's got mold growing on his baseboards, and it actually went through the drywall in the corner, and there's no visual water coming in the house. Townhouse. Along the base of his windows, there's like little mold growing there. I'm wondering if it's just the house is too humid. He's going to have a guy come and treat the mold in the rooms, and I thought I'd just tell you the problem and see what you might say before I talk more.
Well, I mean, I think that what the way you described it in the fact that you said by the windows there's mildew and mold, it wouldn't surprise me in a setting like that where maybe there is some leak coming from the perimeter of the windows itself, and that then the leak is coming in under the siding and it's settling down by where that baseboard is. Now, treating the mold on the surface is fine, but we need to undercover what's going on, and I would rather that you open up that wall by the window to see what's happening.
Right. I think that's what he's got. It sounds like a pretty reputable vendor coming out who's going to cut the drywall at the bottom.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
Look at it there and spray mold killer up through the wall.
Right, right. But okay, that's good. We need to open that up, right? But then what are we going to do to solve the problem? In other words, when that company comes to look at it, we need to find out, hey, there's water coming in from this window. We need to re-caulk it or do something like that. So make sure that we're addressing the problem where your son has this issue so that it doesn't come back. Are there any little ones in that house besides your son?
No, he's a young guy just getting on his own.
Got it. Okay.
They do think that, I mean, the guy did say that the caulking was cracked, and that could possibly be the cause.
Okay.
With the townhome, you know, paying your HOA, they own the outside.
Right, right, right,
the inside,
right.
And then
right.
It's kind of like, okay, who's at fault here? Who's going to pay for it, too?
Well, and that's where in a townhome development like that, when you're talking about HOAs, it's important that you have a third party tell you, hey, this is an issue here. You've got some reputable licensed company to come out and, you know, establish what's going on and get that fixed. Have somebody come out, and then, you know, it can be solved. It's not a problem with the right products out there. And I talk a lot about this product called Concrobium Mold Control, which, you know, he can go buy right now at the home center or the hardware store and apply it. It's not going to make any difference for the professional coming out, but it will make a difference to him because it will kill the mold almost right away, and that will be a benefit to him. Thanks so much for the phone call, 877-213-4-LOU. Let's take one quick call in here before we get to news. This is Carrie, who's in Sycamore. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, morning, Lou. Two weeks ago, you highlighted a product, the Scratch Be Gone, a stainless steel remover.
Yep.
The Scratch Remover. So when you showed it on TV, it was my scratches are exactly where yours were that you showed. Unfortunately, my control dials are on that angled surface. So I went online and I looked at the product, and Barry, I can't remember the last name. You mentioned his name.
Barry. I think it's just Barry. I don't know that we have a last name, but go ahead.
I think it's Barry, yeah. Yeah, so he, I went online. He's got a bunch of YouTube videos, and they have a product called Scratch Be Gone for Small Areas Touch-Up Kit. I was wondering if you knew anything about that. If you tried that one, because I don't know if it's different. Or it's in a very visible place, so I don't want to, like you said, long strokes to blend it. So I don't want to mess it up.
So wait, so the knobs that you talk about, those knobs are removable, right?
Right, but there's also all the markings, you know, for the...
Oh, the markings are actually, they're not on like an excussion. They're actually stuck onto the...
Yeah.
Onto the stainless steel as well.
Exactly the area that you did on TV. The knobs and the markings are on there.
So I have not used that smaller one. My guess is it's the exact same thing as the bigger one with smaller utensils to work in tighter spots. This is what I will tell you about that product. It really does work. And his stuff, like across the board, Lindsay and I were both impressed with. He's got a bunch of different products. Lindsay even had a friend who tried one of their products on some stone, and she was amazed by it all. But when you're doing this, what you have to be very careful about is don't concentrate so intently on a spot where the scratch is, because if you spend too much time on it and you don't like blend it all in, you'll end up with almost like a pocket, and what you're trying to do is kind of evenly take it all down, and it's going to take time. But I think for the small areas, what you're going to find is that the utensils and the little pieces that he gives you in that kit are going to be the same as the big kit, but smaller so that you can work in those tight areas. I hope that helps. Hey, we need to make way for news. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about some spring remodeling and how that can be a great way to spruce things up in your life. Don't go away. More House Smarts Radio coming up.
With all that snow that accumulated on your roof this winter, might be time to get it inspected, especially if it's flat. And how's your siding looking with all those ice dams? How about your air compressor, your drains? The list is never done. Luckily, Cobblestone Remodeling may just be able to help. Stay tuned in right now. Lou Manfredini is talking to Cobblestone Remodeling right here on House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini here with you. All right, you know, not only is spring a great time to clean things up and get organized, but it's also a terrific time to get going on your spring projects. Joining me on the phone line is the founder of Cobblestone Remodeling, Bill Conforti, and the head of sales and design over at Cobblestone Remodeling, Jennifer Fletcher. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Lou.
Good morning, Lou.
Nice to have you with us. I know we've got a lot to talk about, but I want to share a quick story because 30 years ago, many of you may know that when I was in the midst of being a home builder, there was a guy that I was doing business with who owned a company called Siding One, Windows One. Actually, I think back then it was just called Siding One. And I got to know this Bill Conforti, who's on the phone line right now. And we have not only worked together ever since, but we've become longtime friends. And Bill, you ended up selling that company several years ago, but you also have some news as it pertains to that company and its ability to kind of get back into the exterior remodeling world.
Lou, I sold the company October 2012. On a positive note, I purchased the company back about approximately 4 months ago.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very excited. We have some great materials with Siding One and looking forward to do a lot of jobs for our good customers.
You, one of the things that was a staple of that business, and I know that you continue to do that under the Cobblestone, you know, hat as well, was you had some really good installers. I mean, just the top-notch people. You know, I talk a lot about the fact that certainly the materials are very important, but the people that do the work are the ones that really make the difference.
I totally agree with you, Lou. We did over 20,000 jobs. I had an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, all satisfied customer. We are super happy with that.
And you're going to bring that back and bring that name to the prominence that it once was. I'm super excited for you, and I know that this was a labor of love for you. I mean, this is a time now, Bill, we were talking before that, you know, one of the challenges right now is that material costs are going up, and some of the lead times for this material is a little bit longer, and so planning this out is super important.
Very, very important. Material, in some cases, there are shortages, and also the price are going up. So the sooner the better that someone wants a job.
Jennifer, when it comes to the exterior of a home, I mean, certainly people can look and say, oh, gosh, you know, my siding is old and I should probably replace it. But it's also a time to possibly change the design a little bit. You have mentioned the fact that, you know, windows, while they certainly serve a utilitarian aspect of the home, right? They keep the cold out or the heat out, and you can look at them, you know, look through them. All that's great. But architecturally, a lot of that has changed as well. And so the design is important, and that's something that your team can help with.
Yeah, we have a team of designers here that can help, you know, the client make decisions and selections on those types of things. But you're absolutely right. The it's not only an exterior architectural feature, but it's become an interior architectural feature, you know, especially looking at windows with the on the interior and exterior with the black grids, which is very trendy and popular at the moment, and we see that trend continuing. And it's about making it cohesive with the rest of what you're doing in your home.
Right. I mean, certainly the whole idea of curb appeal, I mean, there's plenty you can do there, boy, if you want to make the investment of putting new siding and windows and obviously, you know, soffits and maybe even, you know, gutters, all of those things can just absolutely change the entire look of your home.
Yes, it can.
Now, the thing that the news about siding one, windows one is super exciting. I'm excited about that. But cobblestone remodeling, you have really been focused on kitchens and bathrooms and that design aspect. I've heard from a lot of listeners who've contacted you and have been super happy with the results. Can we talk a little bit about Jennifer? Maybe some of the trends that you're seeing or some of the things that maybe some of your clients are saying, I really want to do this, and what you've been able to help them with.
As far as kitchens are concerned, you know, the trend with the blues it's still going, the quartz countertops, but I'm also seeing a lot of people start moving towards more of a concrete look, concrete sinks, concrete countertops. So I would say that those are some trends that are happening at the moment.
Right. And I would think, too, that, you know, what Bill's mentioned about the fact that lead times have been longer with a lot of materials, that may be true, too, when it comes to kitchens. So planning and having a conversation with some of your designers early on is very important.
Very important, because the design process, you know, that takes a little time. By the time you put a cabinet order in, I think the cabinet orders are probably what the longest lead times are at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there is a lumber shortage. And you're looking at about 10 to 12 weeks with most cabinet manufacturers before the cabinets even come in.
Right, right. And
you're probably going to want to plan this 2 to 3 months out before you want to start the job.
Right. And I mean, I think that is so important. And then a lot of times people get disappointed in the fact they're like, oh, I want my kitchen, and I figured you guys could be here in a couple of weeks. And that's just not the case, plus the fact that it's worth waiting for the right design and the right materials, because obviously doing a kitchen or a bathroom is not something you do every day. Along with all of this great design help and the terrific installation teams that you have, talk to me a little bit about maybe some of the ways that you can help people finance or pay for this, because you've got some programs there as well, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We're teaming up with a bank, First Nations Bank. Right now they are running a finance special, prime at 3.25%, and they're doing minus a quarter on that. So it actually comes out to a 3% financing.
So,
line of credit.
Right. And so that...
It is a super deal for somebody who wants to do a project and borrow money at 3%. That's a great deal.
And that's something that with the partnership that you have, you can assist your clients with? Like, in other words, when you put a bid together, you can help to facilitate it a little bit so it makes it easier for the client to get the job done?
No question about it. We help out 100%.
That's awesome. Well,
Lou,
yep, go ahead, Bill.
Lou, I also forgot to tell you, I've been listening to your show 25-plus years. would you believe that? And I love your show every single week.
Well, you're very kind. I'm pretty sure that you were not related, but you've been so kind to me over the years that it kind of feels like you are. So thank you very much. All right. If people are looking for exterior remodeling, siding, windows, gutters, soffits, fascia, even roofs, and a new kitchen or a new bathroom, how do they get a hold of you folks?
They can call our office at 773-661-0606, and one of our people on our team will get them set up with an appointment with one of our designers.
I really do appreciate you both getting up with us this morning and telling us a little bit about your company and all the good work that you're doing. Congratulations on the new rebirth of Siding One, Windows One. I can't wait to hear about all the great things you'll be doing there.
Thank you, Lou. Appreciate that.
All right. Thank you so much. And you're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
This lady loves Lou.
And I've been listening to you forever. I love you, love you.
This guy, he loves Lou too.
I don't think I've missed a show except for when I was out of town.
Yep, another lover.
Good morning. I love your show. I look forward to it every Saturday.
But hey, that's not what this rejoin is about. We're not trying to oversell Lou. I'm just doing like a public service announcement.
You got a lot of love today. This is really good for my ego.
So now you decide for yourself. Back to your host, Lou Manfredini on House Smarts Radio.
What's love got to do with it?
Our show today, featuring spring cleaning, is sponsored by Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling at cleanfireplace.com and by J.C. Lick, the country's largest locally owned Benjamin Moore retailer. Big thanks to all the sponsors today. Another big thanks to Don and Joe and Bob Ferguson and Lindsay for putting in a lot of work to put this all together. I so appreciate it. Let's get back to the phone calls now and talk to Jason, who's in McHenry. Hi, Jason. Hello, Jason.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi, how are you doing?
You're doing great. How may I help you?
I have a quick question for you. Outstanding. I have a quick question for you. We're finishing a basement. The exterior walls are drywalled. The ceiling is drywalled. Now we're framing the interior walls. I know the drywall has to be hung horizontally. When I'm hanging the upper sheets against the drywall ceiling, do I want to put the tapered edge of the drywall against the ceiling, or should I cut the tapered edge off?
Well, it doesn't have to be horizontal, but that typically tends to be the best way to go. The tapered end will just give you more mud to fill in. It's not the end of the world if you did that, because you're going to end up finishing it. You know, the way to do this is to hold the full sheet up high, screw it in, and fill in on the bottom. And then that way you can, because the floor, if you framed it right, the ceiling should be relatively level, right? And then you'll do any angle cuts at the base, and those don't have to be perfect because you're going to cover it with base trim. And if you leave the tapered end, when you put the tapered end in there, when you put your corner tape in there and you fill it with mud, it'll just blend in. It'll be a little bit more mud there, but that's not the end of the world. You won't really even know that difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to save the taper some trouble, so I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. It's no big deal for the taper, and it'll make your life easier. One less cut to do. And you know, drywall is that's what turns you know, boys into men and girls into women, because it's heavy to lift up. That's for sure.
Great, thank you.
You got it. Appreciate you calling this morning, Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. Quick break, and we'll be back after this. And that hat we'll give out to Barbara, who's in Chicago. Hi, Barbara.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call. We have a concrete front steps, you know, like a landing and steps, and it's like 4x6 landing at the top of the stairs out of our front door, and then 5 steps down, another 4x6 landing, and then 1 step that goes to the side, you know, out to the sidewalk.
Okay.
We also have a wrought iron fence, or railing, I'm sorry. Where the railing goes into the concrete, we're getting some cracks. And I think on 1 or 2 of the steps, we might have a crack. And it was suggested we might, I don't want to tear off the concrete particularly, but it was suggested that we might put slate down on the landing and then on the tops of the steps. And I wanted to know your feeling about that. I'm wondering whether that would make it more slippery in the winter with ice and stuff, or not really.
Won't make it more slippery, but I'm going to give you an option that I'd like you to consider besides slate. The one thing about slate is, it isn't slick because it's really like a dense stone, but it does shale over time, and especially outdoors.
Okay.
I want you to look into unglazed porcelain tiles.
Oh.
And you can,
okay.
And you can buy this in large pieces, because on the treads themselves, I want you to have made treads that go over the entire step, one solid piece.
Right.
I have this on my own home, and one of the suppliers, if you have a pen or a pencil handy, that can...
Well, I will get one real quick.
All right.
And my husband's listening in on another...
All right, good.
Another phone.
So there's a company out of Glenview called Stonecutters, and they're actually a countertop company. They make, you know, countertops. But they also are a supplier of this unglazed porcelain, which comes in many different finishes and styles.
Oh, yeah.
We redid our whole front porch in this, and it looks great. It's held up during the polar vortex and all the snow, and it's not slippery at all. Thanks for your phone call. Thank you for listening, everybody. Thanks to participating in our spring cleaning show. Good job, Lindsay. We'll be back next week with more House Smarts Radio.